This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, I'm going to be meeting the cast with you guys of the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. If you guys remember Season 1, it was quite a mess, and I'm very, very excited to see what Season 2 has in store for us. What is the ultimatum, you guys ask? Well, six queer couples will embark on a journey to decide whether to take the next big step in their relationship. One partner is ready to tie the knot, while the other, for a variety of reasons, is content with the relationship, with where their relationship's loose ends. So an ultimatum is given, and the dating experiment hosted by Joanne Garcia Swisher begins. Over 8 weeks, the couples will temporarily split up, enter into a trial marriage with someone else, and then reunite to make a life-changing decision. With a new perspective and their experience of living with a new spouse, participants will unpack the baggage that's holding them back and attempt to discover if the person they started the journey with is right for them. And of course, expect plenty of partner swapping chaos along the way. Whew. Let's go ahead and meet the six couples. Now, for those of you for the first time ever watching the Love and Reality Podcast, as we dive into this could be your first time watching. What we're going to do here is we're going to talk about the couples, and then I'm going to predict who I think is going to make it, and then who I think is going to potentially match up with each other in the long run. I like predicting ahead of the shows, so let's break down the cast. Let's meet the cast first before we start into breaking up the couples here. All right, we have AJ and Brittany. They've been together for 5 years. AJ is the ultimatum receiver. 28. Administrative assistant from MC. Her first queer crush was Tiana Taylor. Yes. Was once a radio personality in Orlando. AJ is hesitant to marry Brittany because she doesn't want to always come in second place to her ambitious partner's business. It's not about love. It's about whether we're truly ready to prioritize the same future. That's not to say Brittany hasn't long tried to make it clear that life with AJ is exactly what she wants. The two first met when Brittany walked right up to her at a club, tapped her on the shoulder, and proclaimed, "Hey, I think you're cute." I genuinely didn't realize she was interested until she followed up with, "I like girls, I want your number," explains AJ. How fitting that the two were first drawn together on the dance floor. Music has always been a part of me, and connecting with people through sound, rhythm, vibe still brings me joy. All right, let's meet Brittany. Okay. 27, the ultimatum giver, as we know, the Virgo. Brittany, registered nurse, entrepreneur, first queer crush, Kalina. All right. I love dancing at the Caribbean parties and loving on my dog and bunny. Both are like therapy in their own way. Brittany surprised herself when she boldly approached AJ at the club the night they met, but she simply couldn't resist, and their electric chemistry was solidified the moment they began to dance again. It was magic. We were so in tune and in sync, she shares. Unfortunately, the company is significantly less in step with the vision of the future together. I issued AJ the ultimatum because after years of loving and building a life with her, I'm ready for the next chapter. I want clarity on where we are going and if she sees forever the same way that I do. Okay. I like it. They were together 5 years? 5 years. Okay. All right. We're going to keep an eye on these two. All right. Haley and Pilar. Haley's 29. She is also the ultimatum giver. Tourist here. 29. Senior food scientist. I don't know what that is, but it sounds kind of cool. Five mooses from Hercules. That's actually hilarious. Fun fact, in my spare time, I enjoy chocolatiering. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like something I would like to do. Haley first got to know Pilar when they were both orientation leaders after their freshman year in college. They have both been inseparable ever since. Haley was attracted to Pilar's kindness, drive, enthusiasm for life, sense of humor, and yes, her appearance. Her outrageously good looks were the cherry on top. Growing up in California, Haley's queer identity was shaped by the viral No Hate campaign. After a decade of being happily partnered with Pilar, she's ready to exercise her right to lead the love of her life. We've always been firmly planted next to one another, and I want an even deeper commitment. If they make it through this experiment down the aisle, Haley will be raising a glass of drink of her choice, a filthy martini, and toasting to a bright future with Pilar. That's me, Pilar. Okay, see, good looking, yeah. Pilar, she, her, 29, ultimatum receiver. Scroll down. Physical therapist, Princess Kaida from Atlantis. My club debut as a DJ was opening for my biggest inspiration, Jay Wara. That's pretty cool. We've never slept apart since that summer, Pilar says about the early days of her relationship with Haley. But for Pilar, there's more than that more than fills her cup because she ultimately views marriage as a pointless social construct. Pilar's feelings are further complicated by the internal turmoil she has about her parents, who are openly disapprove of her queer identity and relationship with Haley. That's just pathetic. Parents suck. Though Pilar's family isn't accepting of her sexuality, she sought guidance from other members from the LGBTQ community, including a DJ artist, DJ Jay Wara, who inspired her, embraced her own queerness, and pursued her dreams of building a career as a gay woman in the male-dominant music industry. I love that. I hate when families do this to their kids. All right, let's meet Kyle and Bridget. Together for 2.5 years, pronouns she and they, age 30, ultimate giver, Leo, graphic designer, Rachel Stevens from the S Club 7. It is their first crush. Fun fact, as a child, I could recite from memory every dog breed that was in the Encyclopedia of Dog Breeds. Unfortunately, I can no longer do this. Oh my God, like that would be awesome if they could still do this. Kyle was immediately drawn to Bridget's energy, even through the phone screen. The both swiped right on a dating app. And now years later, Kyle's sure about spending the rest of their lives together. As I've gotten older, I realize getting married is an important step for me. I want to know Bridget is committed to building a life and a future together. Marriage is non-negotiable for Kyle, which isn't really a surprise coming from someone who's very particular expectations for an ideal date. For the record, it's a sunset picnic on a warm beach with all of their favorite snacks, no bugs, and no wind. Now it's time for Bridget to decide if their futures includes an engagement. Hopefully the relationship doesn't go away of Angel Hayes and Ireland Baldwin, which so happens to be a formative pop culture partnership in Kyle's personal queer awakening. I love that. Bridget, she, they, 28 years old, ultimatum receiver, Bridget, writer slash bartender, first queer crush, Zach and Cody from the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. I can't really explain, but if you had a crush on them as a kid, you're probably gay now. Fun fact, black belt in martial arts. Bridget is terrifying. They would probably kick my ass. For Bridget, marriage feels unnecessary. Don't really understand the point. However, Bridget does see forever with Kyle, who has always felt past, present, and future. Right off the bat, I felt like we had the same sense of humor and just felt I already had known her for a while. Bridget says on their first date, just as Bridget's cosmic ties with Kyle have gone back ages, so too has the connection with her own queerness. At just 2 years old, Bridget begged her mom to allow her to watch the puppy episode of Ellen, in which Ellen's character comes out as gay. The iconic episode, which Bridget thought was actually going to be about a puppy, had a profound impact. Looking back, that's probably what made me gay. All right, moving right along to Mel and Marie. They've been together for four years. Mel, 27-year-old, food truck owner and chef. First their question was pink. I didn't know if I wanted her or wanted to be her. Probably both. Trypophobia. I don't know what that is. I have to look it up. All right. Mel has always had a crush on Marie, but they didn't begin dating until Marie came out. I was definitely intrigued and wanted to step out of the friend zone. In the years since, the two have launched both into a both a relationship and a business partnership with a popular food truck, which keeps them very busy and leaves them little time for romance. It's expected that the lines between their personal and professional lives tend to be a bit blurry, especially since the way to Mel's heart is to her stomach. Take me on a flight anywhere, and let's try all the bougie food spots, says her dream date. But before they drove off into the sunset together, Mel needs some convincing to settle down. Marie's ready forever, but I feel like there's a few things that we need to get in order first. I do understand that. All right, now for Marie, 27 years old. She's also the food truck owner, butler, and bartender. First queer crush was Sophia Bush. I'm the most extroverted introvert there is. I like it. Marie met Mel through a mutual friend when they were teenagers. Though Marie wasn't out at the time, she was drawn to Mel's confidence and certainly in herself. Now the couple's been partnering in life and business, Marie thinks it's time to elevate their relationship. Building a family is an important consideration, and Marie believes the first step to that journey is marriage. I want to know where I'm going in life. And issuing this ultimatum, she's simply looking for direction, and nothing would make this homebody happier than if it pointed toward many more nights with Mel on the couch. Marie's perfect evening after are spent drinking a glass of wine in a coat.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Lizzie broke and watching a movie, stand-up comedy, or the show that's impacted her the most, The L Word. Like it. All right. I think this is our last couple. Oh, two more couples. Sorry, didn't get it. Dana and Megan, together 1.5 years. Dana is 25 years old. Relationship manager. First queer crush was King Princess. Fun fact, she's left-handed. I don't know if that's a fun fact. I feel like I would have wanted a little bit something better from Dana. Okay? I just want a little bit something better. Dana says she was immediately obsessed upon meeting Megan for the first time. She was captured by Megan's beauty, uniqueness, and fun energy. Even with the strong feelings for her now partner, Dana struggled with her avoidant attachment style and how it manifests into their relationship. Ironically, though, Dana is not the one dragging her feet when it comes to commitment to each other for a lifetime. I'm ready to be more serious and plan a future with me. For Dana, a formative pop culture moment was Miley Cyrus publicly coming out as queer. So let's see if this experiment turns to be a relationship wrecking ball. Like the little puns. All right, Megan, 27. Business manager, Zion from Zion, the girl of the 21st century. Fun fact, I like to untangle stuff. Necklaces, headphones. Man, I'll tell you what, them iPhone headphones for the longest time, we used to have those things. Those would be terrible. I still have like my headphone, like this little mini microphone that I have to like untangle all the time whenever I am trying to like film stuff for TikTok and stuff. Unlike our partner, Megan says she walks through life with an anxious attachment style. Despite the insecurity she might inherently feel in a romantic relationship, making a lifetime commitment isn't the solve she's looking for. Megan believes that she's receiving the ultimatum from Dana due to her own issues with boundaries. Plus, Megan's traditional family is reluctant to accept her queerness, so she struggles envisioning a future in which all of her loved ones can coexist. Getting married could be the way to show her family that Dana is here to stay, but at this point, Megan simply doesn't feel ready to take that next step. Ooh, that's a little harsh, I think. I mean, I'm just saying, it's a little harsh. All right, last couple, Ashley and Marita. All right, together for 3 years. Ashley's 30 years old, account manager, first with Crushers and Madison Beer. I'm extremely spontaneous, love to travel and go any kind of crazy adventure. After matching on a dating app, Ashley and Marita dole deep, surprisingly, each other with the ability to have great conversation going along after the first swipe. I found Marita very beautiful and interesting from the start and wanted to keep getting to know her. Ashley quickly became certain she wanted to carry on those conversations for the rest of her life. Marita, on the other hand, isn't so sure, which pushed Ashley to issue the ultimatum. I'm getting tired of her inconsistency in our relationship, along with the fact she's never chose me and seeks feelings elsewhere with other people. Uh-oh. I want her to pick me and know that I'm enough. Having been shaped by watching Shannon Beveridge and Cammie Scott back in their YouTube days, Ashley's now ready to put her relationship out there for the world to see, though she's hoping for a happier ending. All right, Marita, a little troublemaker, I guess. All right, she's the ultimatum receiver. Pink pants. 25-year-old account executive, Miley Cyrus of Shane Mitchell. I'm an advanced scuba diver. Ooh, I beat Guy Fieri and his son in go-karting when I was little. As a diehard fan of the OC, let's freaking go. Who doesn't love the OC? Marita is looking for Alex Kelly to Marissa Cooper. In other words, Marita is a true romantic. Keeping passion alive in a relationship is a key to her heart. For Marita, it looks like planning a date, including a surprise scavenger hunt during sunset on the beach that leads to a special invitation for a candlelight dinner. And while she and Ashley have a natural chemistry and deep conversations, Marita still feels like Ashley could make romance more a priority in the relationship. So until she sees real change, Marita has no plans of walking down the aisle. I'm not ready to settle for anything less than I know what I deserve. I mean, that's just facts. Period. All right, now it's time for my favorite part of this entire situation. We are going to match up who I think are going to be paired on this show. Now, again, this is just what I'm shooting for, all right? I'm just gonna guess. First up, let's see here. Who am I gonna pair for? Let me at least skim through this. There was one pairing that I had in mind already, and I don't remember what it was. Because it's always interesting. Do you pair up more of the ultimatum receivers to the ultimatum receivers or the ultimatum givers and ultimatum givers? You can, but you also can get lost in that. All right, so first up, we're going to start with AJ. AJ is the ultimatum receiver. Let's pair AJ first. I got to write this down now. I got to keep my predictions. All right, we're going to pair AJ. What's AJ's little comments here? Has your team been issues to come in second place? Business partner. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to dive right into this. No, but she doesn't want another ambitious business partner, so that can't be it. Receiver. I think I'm going to go Megan and AJ. That one's just a gut feeling. I don't know what it is. However, I am going to go. That maybe sparked this one. I'm going to go Marie. Hold on. Is Marie the giver? Right? Marie's the giver? Yes. Marie's the giver. Marie and Brittany are going to be patched up together. I like the idea of them two together because of the whole business thing. I think that's going to make them mesh. And since they're both givers, I truly believe that that's what's going to spark those two together, conversational wise, because with Brittany, she feels even with the business, she's ready to give the ultimatum. So you put two and two together, we have magic. All right, Haley. Haley's the giver to, let's see, I already just a chair on top. I'm drinking the choice of a martini. Oh man, you know what? What it was, Haley, I'm going to pair Haley with. You know what? I'm giving Haley and Marita together. Haley plus Marita. I like that name a lot. All right. Plus, she likes the OC. How can you go wrong if anybody likes the OC? All right, so we got Paley, AJ, and Brittany matched. Now we need Pilar, somebody, right? She's the receiver of the ultimatum. She's DJ, we need fun, spunky, graphic designer, somebody that's creative, bartender. Ooh, maybe. I'm thinking like DJ, like boom, 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 boom. Somebody spunky, got a little bit of attitude, maybe a little bit of fun. Yep. Bridget and Pilar. Bridget and Pilar. All right. Gives us four. We're only down to four people here. So we have Kyle. Let's pair Kyle. Somebody's gonna get paired by default. I feel bad for him. Do we have actually? No. Let me give Carl and Ashley. And that leaves us. I did Bridget. Mel. And Dana. All right, there it is. All right, so here's my predictions for who the couples will be. That they swap couples with AJ and Megan, Marie and Brittany, Haley and Marita, Bridget and Pilar, Kyle and Ashley, Mel and Dana. Boom, there you have it. There you have it, guys. That's what I'm here for. Predictions locked in. I hope you locked them in with me. Well, folks, season two of The Ultimatum Queer Love is set to debut on Netflix on June 25th. I'm very, very excited about the season. Very, very excited to see what's in store for us because I love the show quite a bit. I mean, just Ultimatum general, I love that show. But the Queer Love season I thought was fantastic, and I'm excited that we got a season two. And excited to cover it. And hopefully they don't release it all at once like they have been, because that has been a pain in the ass I'm trying to cover. Hopefully we get like batches per week. And that being said, thank you guys so much for the continued support here on the Love and Reality Podcast. I will be back very soon breaking down some of your favorite shows. Right now, I'm weekly recapping Lego Masters, Destination X, Love Island's right around the corner, Vanderpump Rules Rewatch, or First Rewind, first time ever watching that. Lots of new stuff coming out in the near future. Thank you guys so much for tuning into an episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. I'll be back soon.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.